Now, my guest is standing currently in the middle of a field, so hopefully the reception will be well. We're joined on Phoenix FM by a regular to the station. She's a regular on all the Essex radio stations. It is, of course, Lee Luscious. Good morning.
What's he done? I just had a shower.
What, in the field?
I'm standing in a horse's field. My brain.
Because you're always out running.
Yeah, I think it benefits me for my mental health, but it also benefits anyone that has to share my space because, as you know, I'm a very hyper person. I'm literally hyped up right now. And if I don't run, you wouldn't want to be around me because I'll do your head in. Well, I do people's heads in anyway, but it would be worse. Quickly say hello to my mum and my sister Tracy and my sister Sarah and my nieces, nephews, all my family friends and all my Lushettes. Sorry.
And what about, you've got a new Lushette, haven't you? Got Youngblood is a fan of yours, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big Lushette. Isn't it really funny because I went to meet him to give him my album at Radio 1 and get him to sign my guitar that's now ruined, but not by him. And he literally, the first thing he said to me was, "What did that?"
Oh, wow.
Accent. I'm not very good at that accent. But I've done it. He fell over.
Oh, brilliant. He's really good. I mean, I didn't even really know about him until you introduced me to him. And he's very, very talented dude, isn't he?
He is majorly talented. And I literally feel honoured to be alive during the time that Dom is alive, Youngblood, because he is a future. He is a legend. But he's one of those that in the future everyone's going to be, oh, I wish I'd been alive when Youngblood was around. I think he's going to be up there with the greats. He's so unique. He's very talented. He writes all his own songs. I could talk about him all day, but I won't. It's not about him.
No, it's not. It's about you.
I can hear you loud and clear. It's like you're standing next to me.
I'm not in that field.
You're lucky. It's pouring with rain.
And there's a horse next to you. And as I've transformed.
I've got two horses, one to my left, one to my right, and I'm scared of horses, and I feel like I'm going to get eaten in a minute.
That would be good. That would be a good news story. Lee Luscious eaten by a horse while on the phone.
As long as I film it before I die, it's gone on the next video.
Now, you love social media, and you put up a load of... always putting up. Tell us about what's been happening, because you've basically released a new track, and you shot a video for it.
Yeah, so I shot the video in a park in the middle of Barking in Essex, because my last video I did in Malta, we were free to travel there, but obviously the restrictions meant that I have to film where I am. And actually, I was really glad I did, because it's surprising how much natural beauty there is everywhere, not just, you know, when you go abroad, but here where you are. And even in Barking and Dagenham, which is shocking, really. But, I mean, I went for one of my videos, I went down to the river near where I live. I've never been there. I mean, that's just crazy. It's Ramacon where I live. And I was, speechless, because that's really nice. And there was an amazing graffiti wall right next to the river. I mean, you're not going to find that in Malta. I don't know, maybe you would. But, you know, there's all different kinds of beauty. Are you still there? Am I talking to you?
No, you're fine. I like the way you went. Are you still there? I've been cut off.
Actually, like, my conversation on the phone constantly to family and friends, I'm like, are you still there? And they're like, yeah, yawn, yawn.
No, it's just because I can hear it's very windy where you are. It's making a little bit of
Sorry. Do you want me to go back to the house?
Yeah, get a little bit so it's not so windy, because you keep cutting out. Tell us about the new track, because we're going to play it at the end of the interview. It's called My Heart With You. Tell us who it's about.
My Heart With You, yeah. Michelle, always. I wrote it about 3 years ago, so it surprisingly isn't one that I wrote during the pandemic, although the rest were. And sorry, just getting through a gate, get out of the field. I've got to go for a sloshy puddle if I fall. Give me a mystery. I decided to release it now because I feel like everyone is missing everyone at the moment, you know. And the song I put out for Valentine's Day, but it isn't just for, you know, that sort of love. It's for, you know, family, missing your family, your friends. Everyone's feeling it now. And it's just a love song. It's a ballad, really. It's a bit different. For me, you know, there's many different sides to me. Everyone knows me as the party girl, which I am, but you know, we've all got different sides to our personalities, and I'm just as much at home here in a horse's field as what I am in the middle of a nightclub, believe it or not. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. But
track, is it part of a new EP or album?
I don't know what it is, to be honest. It literally just, I just recorded it and put it out. The album is already out, my third album. I put that out on Christmas Day, and that album's called Luscious Lockdown. And but this one will probably go on the next album. Who knows?
Yeah.
But going back to social media just quickly, I'm actually going to be coming off social media for a little while, doing an experiment, because I don't know how everyone else feels, but I feel like during all this at the moment, it's kind of become a bit of a toxic place, and I think it could really wear you down. I mean, it don't wear me down, it nothing wears me down, but it's just why I choose. I don't want to hear anymore people arguing all the time, and everyone needs to just get a grip and accept that everybody is different and everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Serious there for me. But,
No, I totally agree.
It's quite hard to keep away from it, I find, because, you know, the trouble with human beings is that even if we know that, you know, you're not going to like what you see or, you know, you just can't help it. And when it's on your phone, you know, like, for example, you're in bed, you know you've got to go to sleep, you're like, scroll, scroll, scroll. You know you're going to find something that you're going to go, I'm really annoyed about that. And, yeah, we still do it. I'm still keeping my Instagram and my official Twitter, which is Luscious Limited.
Yeah.
But at Lee Luscious One and my Facebook is going to come down just for a while. I just want to see what it's like living without it all for a bit. I'll probably get bored and go back on it, but, you know, I feel like it's good to try new things always.
I'm addicted. I can sit there in the evening and you flick through to see what's going on.
You get addicted, but also if you're like us, and, you know, because you also have your own music career, and I don't know if a lot of people know that, but, you know, you're a singer-songwriter yourself, and you know yourself, it's like when you're putting stuff out to promote yourself, you kind of, it can take up a lot of your time, and then you're just like, I mean, for me, I'm like, I haven't picked my guitar up yet today, I haven't had time. So there's a bit of that as well, but also I think it can make people a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
Because they just have to, they just go on Facebook and there you are, and you don't have to do anything. So, you know, when gigs come back and stuff, it will be a case of, well, if you want to see what I'm doing and hear about me and know what's going on, you'll have to come to a gig.
Yeah.
You can't just click a button and there I am.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, hopefully, because I know so many people are missing live, I mean, just missing people, missing live music. Hopefully, later on this year, people will be able to get back to seeing maybe, you know, acoustic performances or something, because I know the industry has, you know, suffered greatly.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I think it'll just be like a gradual thing. It might be smaller venues, you know, outdoor things and stuff like that, but I'm sure. I mean, this is one of them times in life where one day we're going to look back, and because we do this anyway, I think, as human beings, we, even the stuff sometimes you're going through, you're like, oh, I hate this drudgery. And then one day you look back and go, do you know what? Because you remember all the good stuff. You're like, that was the best time ever.
Yeah.
You know, so as hard as it is, I'm sure, and I'm not putting it down, because some people have lost literally everything during this. They've lost their homes, their families, everything.
Yeah.
And I really feel for them. My heart goes out to anyone that's suffering through this. So I'm not making light of it, but, you know, there's a lot of positive things to come from it. I don't think any of us will ever take anything or anyone for granted ever again.
No.
Usually the nearest you get to this is if you lose somebody that you care about, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody passes away and then you're forced to face, you know, how precious people are. I think it's a good thing. Getting a bit serious.
You were getting these doctors. What's happened to you? It's being in a field.
In the forest right now. I'm in the trees. I'm literally in the middle of a forest. I hope I don't get lost.
Yeah.
I might text you and say, help! It's raining. It's snowing. I'm in the middle of nowhere and I'm being eaten by a horse.
A local singer in horse injury. Yes, I can just see it now. So we're going to play you the track. If people want to find you, you are on, best place is going to be Twitter and Instagram,
yeah,
really, isn't it?
It is, but to be honest, all you have to do is Google Lee Luscious, LEIGHLUSCIOUS, and I won't be responsible for what pops up, but there you go.
Lovely. What a lovely thing to leave it on. Thanks a lot, Lee. We're going to play out your song, This Is My Heart's With You. Have a great afternoon, my love.
Thank you, Michelle.
Take care. Bye.
My love, it flies.
and it's true.